This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to jump into this because one of my favorite guys, and you know, here's the best part of over the years interviewing John Ratzenberger. Of course, I'm a fan of all the stuff he's done, from voices and movies to television shows that we all love, like starting with Cheers. But where I really became a fan, because all of the people I admire, there's a thread. They know how to do things, to build things. They go to work every day. When they get up in the morning, they have some reason to create things.
They invent things. They figure things out.
Yeah, and that's what he has championed all the years that we've been talking to him and interviewing him. That's his thing. Today is National Skilled Trades Day.
Born April 6th in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was living in England when he began his acting career in such films as A Bridge Too Far, Superman, The Empire Strikes Back, and Superman 2. But it was his work as mailman Cliff Clavin on the long-running series Cheers that made him a star. You've heard his voice in every Pixar movie. You've seen the show, Made in America. And today he's here to talk about National Skilled Trades Day. Please welcome, the great John Ratzenberger.
Hey, Mr. Ratzenberger, how are you today?
Dude, what a great introduction that is you've got there for me. Thank you. I want to get a copy of that and have them play it every time I go into the supermarket.
we were just talking about the National Skilled Trades. I've been reading for months now about not having enough drivers, not having enough skilled guys, not having enough factory workers, people, machinists, guys who fabricate. We're short of all this.
As you all know, I've been blowing this trumpet for close to 20 years.
Sure. Now. Yes.
I still do the lecture circuit. As a matter of fact, Monday I'll be in Arizona giving a talk on this very subject. And I've even talked in front of Congress twice, congressional meetings and hearings about the shortage of skilled workers. But it's a head shaker to me. It's the same as it has been. They still haven't reinstated shop classes in schools. And that would take care of everything, because then kids would know that they have a choice.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I like working with wood, or I like repairing cars. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
It makes a living.
Well, I think the 80s did it to us. I think there was some weird, you know, the term yuppie was created, and it became the pinnacle to not have rough hands. Now, when I shake a guy's hand, and this is true, the softer the hand, the more I go, I don't think we're going to be all that close, you know.
It's unfortunately I'm the same way. Yeah. Well, don't forget, I mean, the 80s is when the Woodstock hippies started taking control of the educational system, the legal system, the government, the media, and that's all that changed. You're right.
Yeah, it's just...
It was their point of view.
So yeah, well... It's so crazy to me that we did. We tell kids that, you know, if somehow we make it seem, even if it's not a direct statement, we make it seem as a country a lot of times that, you know, ditch diggers or heavy equipment operators or rough-in guys or welders, concrete, anybody, that somehow they're not as successful as the guys who don't sweat at their job. And at the end of the day, we have nothing if we don't build. And I realize, especially as I've grown up now, all the guys I admire, all of them. It doesn't matter. Musicians I know. My friend Jesse, dude, he's a singer. But what he really is a guy who gets up early and goes to bed late, and he creates and works, and he has 14 different companies that he works his ass off on. And
Exactly. And also, the beauty of, as I think you probably know, I was a carpenter for a long time.
Me too.
When I began my career, after I graduated college with my English degree, I went right into carpentry because I'd been doing it since I was 14 years old. But the beauty of that kind of work is that you leave your work at work. You don't bring it home with you.
Right.
You know, and you get a good night's sleep.
Well, you know what I loved about it when I was building? At the end of the day, I saw what I did. It was very clear what my production was that day.
Yeah, you could point at it 30 years later.
I still do. It's so funny because my girlfriend, I'm sure, is quite tired of me pointing at the subdivision I worked on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
My kids are the same way. Yeah, Dad, we know. You put the roof on that house. but the beauty of it is, too, I just made a tiny little rocking chair for my granddaughter.
Yeah. What's the last skill that you learned?
I'm sorry?
What's the last new skill that you learned?
Oh, the one that I want to learn is lamination. I mean, you know, inlay.
Wow.
You know, where you have it. That's tough.
Yeah.
I always wanted to learn it all, even though I was a kid, like I said, when I was 14, I wanted to learn how to build a house and everything in it. And I wanted to learn how to sail, and I wanted to learn how to navigate. And so I did all those things.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Because I think that's why we're here. That was my impression.
I couldn't agree more. And there's such a great thing. And it's funny when you meet people, and there's a lot of people where they stall at a certain age. They don't like any new music. They don't read any new books. They don't like any new information. They just don't. And then they don't also push themselves. Like, to me, I get so bored so fast, John. The last thing we did, I have a great friend, Joel, who works for DSS Productions. They're a fabrication and creating company. You know, they do production. And we took 1974 propaganda bombs that were American surplus and turned them into bars, cut them open, put shelves in them, put fins on them, lit them up. And we just ended up just giving them to friends. We didn't even sell them.
That's nice. Do a little bit of welding. A little bit of brazing. We used to up in North Vermont. We took old tractor seats and made bar stools out of them.
Yeah,
dude. With leaf springs. That's what you're supposed to do. God gave you the body, and now it's up to you to teach it things.
Right. Listen, they're going to give me the rap, but I think there could not be a better spokesperson for National Skilled Trades Day. And I'm glad you're still swinging away because it's an important message.
Yeah, I wish, parents would just let their kids. It was easier for me because I grew up in an era where you go outside and be home before the streetlights go on.
Right.
So we were left to our own devices, and that's what we gravitated towards, building tree houses.
Sure.
Fixing up, souping up our own bicycles, etc.
No doubt about it, man.
Unfortunately, that's gone.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's just a dip. We'll see an uptick. If guys like you and all of my friends keeps, doing it by example, maybe it'll catch on to the next generation.
I'm going to leave it up to you, Johnny.
All right, my friend. Take care, Mr. Ratzenberger.